You're listening to Leading and Learning. This is the place where we talk about practical leadership, theology, fitness, how to create winning habits, and so much more. My name's David Spell, and I'm a retired police officer, a pastor, a New Testament scholar, and a leadership coach. My goal on Leading and Learning is to help you live your best life. Thanks so much for joining us today. Welcome back to Leading and Learning. This is episode number 454. When is the right time to start something new? Many of these episodes come out of things that I'm studying at the time, things that I think will be interesting. Obviously, there are things that are interesting to me, but I think they'll be interesting to you as well. But also, many of these episodes come out of conversations with people that I have on a pastoral level or even on a coaching level, people asking questions or seeking advice and looking for some help. And so I think it's very helpful to take that idea that maybe somebody's looking for help with and putting it out here, because I figure if one person's asking the question, there are probably others as well. Now, before we jump in, I want to let you know this episode of Leading and Learning is brought to you by my book, Reflections on the Resurrection. Now, Easter's coming up in just a few weeks. I'll be highlighting this book a little bit more as we get closer, but this is a great book to read any time of year, but especially at this time of year. Reflections on the Resurrection looks at the most important event in history, the physical, literal resurrection of Jesus from the dead. And we explore why this was such an important event and why it is an important event for Christians. We also look at many of the arguments that have been raised against the resurrection. We explore those. We tackle those arguments. We also look at the idea of where does the resurrection take us. Obviously, it was a one-time event for Jesus, but the resurrection was given, the resurrection of Jesus was made so that we can look forward to that also one day. So there's a lot packed into this little book. It's very helpful, and I know you will love it. So click on the link, grab your copy. All right, when is the right time to start something new? There's a verse in Ecclesiastes written by King Solomon, and it says this: "Farmers who wait for the perfect weather never plant. If they watch every cloud, they never harvest." Isn't that interesting? I love this agricultural metaphor here. Farmers who wait for the perfect weather never plant. If they watch every cloud, they never harvest. Now, maybe you have fallen into this trap of thinking that everything has to be perfect before you step into something new. I have. I've definitely felt that way. Have you ever had this thought? You know, I'd love to start a business, but it's just not really a good time. I got too much going on. I don't have enough money. I'm too busy with my other job or with family or whatever. This just isn't a good time. I'd love to go back to school, but I really can't afford it, or I just don't have the time. I was having this conversation with somebody last week talking about possibly going back to school and even moving into another educational field, getting education in another area. And it was almost like they wanted me to talk them out of it. And they were just talking about all the things they had going on. I said, there's never going to be a perfect time. Just do it. And if you have to take one class at a time, two classes at a time, that's fine. But by all means, do it. But, you know, I can't afford it. I don't have enough time. I've heard people say this: I'd love to change careers, but I'm just scared it won't work out. That's a valid concern. That's a big deal, right? I mean, especially if you've got a family. Maybe you're single and you've thought this: well, I'd love to get married, but I got to make a little more money first. I'd love to get married, but, you know, we need to finish school. I'd love to get married, but, you know, the time's not right. I'd love to get married, but, you know, we probably need to buy a house first. How about this one? Maybe you've said this one. Yeah, I'd like to get into shape, but I just don't have time to start working out. I'd love to lose a few pounds. I'd love to drop a few pant sizes, but I just don't have the time or have the energy to start changing my lifestyle and start working out. How about this one? Man, and I coach authors. I coach a lot of authors, and, you know, they've got an idea for a book, but when you really start pressing them, it's, well, I'd like to, but I just don't have the time to write that book. Well, when will you ever have the time to write the book? You know, things in our lives typically, I just don't know anybody who wants to do something important, and then all of a sudden one day they wake up and go, oh my gosh, I've got time to do that today. No, it doesn't work that way. And then how about this one? You know, I'd like to invite my neighbors to church, but yeah, I'm, you know, there's probably got to be a better time. Maybe I'll wait till Easter, or, you know, maybe I'll wait till Christmas when we have a special service. You know, I'll just wait for a better time to invite them to church. You know, timing in life is important. Make no mistake about it. Timing is important, but it's not the most important thing. Doing something is usually better than doing nothing. Listen again, doing something is usually better than doing nothing, and there's seldom a perfect moment to act. These things we talked about, starting a business, going back to school, changing careers, getting married, getting in shape, there's never going to be a perfect time. There's never going to be a perfect time to do that. At some point, you just have to say, is it important? And if it's important, then why don't I start today? You know, it's nice when the stars line up and everything falls into place. But, you know, I can look back over my 60-plus years and see that that very, very, very seldom was the case in my life for some of the cool things I've gotten to do and be a part of. There's never been a perfect time. There's never been an exact time. I was never 100% sure it was the right thing to do. Maybe didn't have all the money. Maybe didn't have all the support. Maybe didn't have even the confidence. But at some point, I just said, okay, let's look. This is the right thing to do. Let's just do it and see what happens. So we're talking about farmers here. You know, the idea of everything falling into place. Farmers plant their seed even if the weather looks bad. Even if the weather looks bad, they still have to plant the seeds because a partial crop is better than no crop. And farmers understand weather changes. Circumstances change. Things change in your life. And if you're waiting for things to always get better, you know, they will. But then again, they might not in the way you want them to. So sometimes we just have to make the decision and move forward. So here's a couple of questions to ask yourself. If there's something, and you know what I'm talking about. For you, there's something in your mind that you've been waiting to do, and you just keep saying, well, I'm going to wait till a better time. It might be starting that business. It might be going back to school. It might be getting another job or changing careers or asking that pretty girl out or whatever it might be in your life. It might be writing that book that we've talked about. You know, honestly, this is one of the biggest things I get from authors is, or potential authors or wannabe authors or people who have an idea for a book. When I start talking to them and start pressing them to get started, the pushback is, well, I just don't have time right now. I got to wait till I've got more time. Well, you'll never do it. The reality is you'll never do it. You carve out the time. You know, we actually, as individuals, most of the time we do what we want to do. Most of the time we schedule the things we want to schedule. We make time for what's important in our lives. So, as we get started, I've just got three things. I want to ask you these three questions. First of all, what's one thing that you can do today to see that thing come to fruition. Years ago, I had a friend who was very successful in their job, but they knew that wasn't for them, and they said, you know what, I want to go back to law school. Wow, what an undertaking to go back to law school while working a full-time job and having a family. And for several years, they would work, they would go to school at night, go to law school at night, and after several years, they took the bar, they passed it, and now enjoy a successful career as a lawyer. And they weren't a young person when they did this. They were already into, you know, their probably 40s. But it was saying, what's one thing I can do today? Okay, I can start taking a couple of classes. I can start researching what it would look like to start a business. I can start taking these steps to make things happen. Now, this second question is a little bit more uncomfortable. What is one thing you could give up to make more time for your dream? What's one thing you could give up to make more time for your dream? You know, the problem with saying yes means you're saying no to something else. When you say no to something, that frees you up to say yes to something else. So what is something that you're doing right now, and it may not even be a bad thing, probably isn't a bad thing, but what's something you could say no to that would allow you to say yes to making more time for your dream? For many people, it's turning the TV off. For many people, it's not binging on Netflix. For many people, it's maybe avoiding spending as much time on social media. Maybe it's a club you're involved in. Maybe it's another activity that you're involved in. You know, there's times when we have to say no to certain things so that we can say yes to others. And it's your life. You're the only one who can decide what that looks like. For many people, it means going to bed earlier and maybe getting up earlier and pursuing your dream. I've got a friend right now who has started this. He's going to bed earlier. He's trying to get up an hour earlier and spend a good 30 to 45 minutes, maybe even a full hour, working on his novel. He says, I don't do it every day. I'm not nearly as consistent as I want to be, but he's starting to make progress. And the reason he's making progress is, he said, I'm going to say no to staying up late every night playing video games or watching Netflix or whatever, and I'm going to say yes to getting up earlier in the morning and working on something that I really want to see come to pass. And then number three, and this is another really important thing to think about. Who can help you get started? Who can help you get started? I think sometimes, especially in the West, Western part of the world, we really do get caught up in this individualistic mindset that says I have to do everything on my own. That's why I'm so thankful to be a part of the body of Christ, to be a part of a church that supports and encourages each other, and we build a community where we cheer each other on and we help each other. Who's in your corner cheering you on? Who's in your corner telling you that you can do it? Now listen, most of us have some people in our corner that aren't cheering us on, and they'll be the first to laugh at us and tell us we can't do it. Maybe these are family members, maybe they're friends, and if they are, I'd say find a new set of friends, but we've all had people like that in our lives. But you know, we can have people around us, we can find people around us who can cheer us on. You know, I've coached authors, as I've said. Last year I actually had a small mastermind group of authors, and the group was a short time, only about a 12-week time session where we would get together every week and talk about what our projects were and what we were doing and, you know, the progress we were making. But now we've got a discussion group on chat and on our phones, and we can still keep up with what we're doing. And so one of the members, you know, texted the other day and was talking about their progress with their novel, and everybody's just cheering them on. And you need to have people like that in your world. Who can help you get started? If you want to start a business, who can you talk to? If you want to get into shape, why not find a personal trainer, somebody that you can work out with who is a little further down the road with you? What can you do? We talked about that. What's one thing you can do today, but who can help you get started? It's so, so important to have the right people around you, because I guarantee you, if you bring the right people into your circle to cheer you around and to cheer you on and to encourage you, you are going to be so much closer to seeing your dream come to pass. So, what was the question we started with? When is the right time to start something new? Well, how about now? How about right now? Is there something that you're waiting to do? What is it that's holding you back? Why don't you get started right now? Well, I'm going to stop there. I'd love to stay in touch with you. I'd love to hear what you're working on. Go to davidspell.com. Leave me a question or comment in the comment section for today's post. While you're there, sign up to get my free newsletter so that we can stay in touch. I send out a few emails a year just kind of talking about some of the things my wife and I are involved in, some of the humanitarian projects my wife are involved in around the world. And I'd love to keep you in that loop as well and let you know about new projects that I'm working on. It's just a great way to stay in touch. Well, friends, I hope this has helped you. I hope you'll take a step in the direction of your dream. And I look forward to seeing you next week on Leading and Learning.